Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm excited to welcome a friend back to the show that has captured the heart of bluegrass and traditional country fans all across the country. The Cody Norris Show is known for their unmistakable style, rich harmonies, and a look that honors the past while pushing music forward. The group is made up of Cody Norris, Mary Rachel, and Charlie Lohman. They are reigning SPB GMA Entertainers of the Year and have built a loyal following by staying true to who they are while continuing to grow and evolve. We're also talking today, since we are getting near Christmas time, about their festive song Santa Claus is Coming to Town and what the holiday season means to Cody as a musician, his family, and as a storyteller. I'm glad to welcome Cody Norris of The Cody Norris Show back to The Mark White Show. Welcome, Cody.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
I am doing great, buddy. I'm glad that you can join me again. It's always a pleasure to have you here on the show. And for folks who may be hearing about the Cody Norris Show for the first time, how do you describe who you are and what you aim to bring to the music world?
Well, I always, you know, anytime that I'm asked that very question, really, really quick in a nutshell, The Cody North Show, there's a whole lot of flash. We really try to, you know, bring the audience right off the bat and captivate them visually as soon as we walk out with the, you know, with the nudie style rhinestone suits and the hats and the boots and all that stuff. And, you know, really bring a whole lot of positive when we come to the stage. I want a very, very well-rounded, happy performance. Keep everybody very upbeat, on their toes, happy, having a good time. And within the Cody North Show, it is still entertainment, and it'll always be just that.
And, Cody, you've said before that there's a chapter of country and bluegrass music that faded away for a while. When did you first realize you wanted to help bring that sound and look back?
You're going to think I'm crazy, but honestly, before I even started playing music professionally, I looked around one day and everything that I had saw of my heroes had kind of just vanished. You no longer saw it live anymore. You didn't see it on TV. You didn't see it here. You didn't see it there. And I knew that at some point I wanted to get into entertainment, and I knew it was going to be a long, hard road to really kind of prove my point, so to speak. Of course, then once I got into the business and, you know, kind of doing my thing, I had no idea simply the cost of creating what I had in my mind for entertainment. And that simply just acquiring one of those rhinestone suits. It was one of my life's biggest investments, getting the first one of those. And I always wanted to try to recreate something that was nostalgic, all while blazing a new trail and making it something brand new, because there's a whole generation of people who've never seen a nudie suit before. They've never, they've never just been saturated with rhinestones, I guess you would say, and nor that style of entertainment. You know, in the digital age that we live, we're all entertained now by something as simple as the phone we're carrying around in our pocket. To, you know, bring a younger audience in and show them the true value of a full-blown, you know, entertainment performance. It's as though it's brand new, like it's the freshest thing in the world, not something that's from days gone by. And I don't want it to be looked at as something that's from days gone by. I want it to be fresh, original, new, and something that I certainly hope they'll enjoy.
And, Cody, you grew up listening to people like the Stanley Brothers and hearing bluegrass in your community. How did those early experiences shape the musician that you ultimately became?
Well, I still, growing up in the mountains in East Tennessee, my great granddaddy, one thing in particular, he was an old time fox hunter. So, you know, there's nothing like the lonesome sound, of standing out on the porch at night, hearing the dogs bark, out through a holler way out in the mountains somewhere. And just the silence, the tranquility, mountain stream running. And it never dawned on me as a kid, because, it's things of everyday life. How many millions of people never got to experience the things that I experienced as a child? And the music of people, I think what gravitated me toward people like the Stanley Brothers and Bill Monroe and Jimmy Martin and all these, they grew up exactly like I did. And I was hearing the same things. I was having the same real life experiences, although it was, 70 or 80 years after, I was growing up the same way because of where God blessed me to grow up. And those early musical influences of mine, not even in the nationally recognized players, but just within the local music community where I live, I wouldn't trade that for anything that I've ever accomplished. Having such a good start and being born, really just in the breadbasket of old time country music.
And Cody, I know it must be something special and very nice to have a spouse who is along the lines of what your interests are, to have that mutual interest in the music. Do you know where Mary Rachel's love for bluegrass and festive music came from herself?
Well, Mary Rachel grew up literally in the back door of bluegrass in Bowling Green, Kentucky, just a few miles down the road from Rosine, Kentucky, the birthplace of Bill Monroe. And so it was, that kind of bluegrass music. She was right in the thick of the real deal. And I actually met Mary Rachel at the Bill Monroe Bluegrass Festival in Rosine, Kentucky. And so, you know, bluegrass is, I think it was just kind of, you know, God had a hand in putting us together to be able to share our life together, to share our music together, and take our music to the masses all across the world. Or he wouldn't have put us both at that place that particular day and allow the stars to line. I never dreamed, you know, naturally that she would be even working in the band and helping with some management duties and things along those lines. But God had a plan, and I'm so thankful for that. And it's absolutely wonderful to get to share life and travel all across the world with her. And as we continue this musical journey.
And speaking about one of your members, Charlie Lohman, what made him a fit for the Cody Norris Show?
You know, I met Charlie Lohman in Chicago, Illinois, on a show date that we were playing up there. And he was only about a 13 or 14 year old kid. He was working at the venue, sweeping up and putting out chairs and things along those lines. You know, never looked at that maybe as a future employee. But a few years later, I needed a fill in for a weekend on a show in Wisconsin. And he came out, grabbed the bass fiddle. A couple of months later, I needed another fill-in. A couple of months, I needed another one, and I flew him down to Texas to work about 30 days with us, and he's just stayed. He's still here, so that's how that worked.
That's very cool. And right now, folks, we're talking to Cody Norris of The Cody Norris Show. We're getting some background on The Cody Norris Show for you who have not heard of them before. We want you to check them out, and we're going to have another segment where we talk about Christmas. We talk about this festive song, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, what the holiday season means to Cody and his team as musicians, families, and storytellers. Will you stick with me, Cody?
Yes, sir.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us, too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got the Mark White Show on.
Love grows best. Houses just like this. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. It's my privilege to have my buddy, Cody Norris of the Cody Norris Show, back on the Mark White Show today. Welcome back, Cody.
Man, good to be back with you, Mark.
Ho, 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 let's talk about Christmas. Santa Claus is Coming to Town is such a fun, familiar song. What made you want to record and share this particular one, Cody?
Everybody that knows Cody Norris knows I'm a Christmas nut. Every room in my house is decorated at Christmas time. The whole front of the house is decorated. Santa Claus actually comes and makes an appearance at my home each and every year. And for all the kids in the community to come by and get their picture made and get some gifts and hot chocolate and all that kind of thing. But that goes back to my childhood. When I was a kid, I anticipated the late fall coming in every year when the TV would start with the Christmas commercial selling the Christmas albums back then, because that's about the only way that I'd get to hear Gene Autry and all his good Christmas music. And later, as you know, as I grew up and maybe or started to grow up anyway, I was still a kid, but I was able to get a Gene Autry Christmas album, a long play album, which I still have, and it's playing in my home all the time. But it's just so special to me, the tones of that album, everything about it. There's a magic in those recordings, and I feel like that's why those things have lasted the test of time. And they sell just as many albums every year as they did when they came out. And I really just relish the opportunity when asked to do a Christmas single for this year. Naturally, everybody's always looking toward original music and this and that, but it was a passion thing. I wanted to record Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and I think we had a great record on it between the harmony elements of the banjo and the mandolin on the recording. I think you can kind of hear the bells of Christmas in there, sleigh bells coming down, and I think it's I just think it's a special project.
So, Cody, how do you approach Christmas music differently than other songs in your catalog?
Well, one thing, I think you have to capture the feel. You really have to, unlike all the other songs, you know, each song has sort of a different feeling. But pretty much all the Christmas songs, you know, are right down the same line. And creating a feeling of nostalgia, taking folks back to their childhood, thinking about family, thinking about love. Thinking about the true meaning of Christmas. We don't need to veer away from that in any way, shape, or form. And getting that opportunity, to make folks feel good, make them stop and take just a few moments for others. I think that's the mission of any Christmas song. And we really have a lot of fun arranging this and bringing that to life. And I think the folks are enjoying it.
I know that some musicians take time during the Christmas holidays where they take off. Some will actually be performing during the holidays. The Cody Norris Show, what do they do during the holiday season?
Well, usually there's a whole lot going on. No different. I mentioned a bit ago about, you know, Santa Claus spending some time at our house. That's a tremendous large undertaking. That's numerous day event most of the time, and goes on all day, like on some Saturdays and Sundays, and people from all over come to the house to visit. And we make a lot of homemade Christmas candy, lots of things. That's been the main thing for the last 4 or 5 days, and there's hundreds and hundreds of pieces of homemade candy laid in there ready for distribution. And we have an annual Christmas show in our hometown every year. And that took place this week. That was a big time. And we're on the road. We're on the road leading right up till 2 or 3 days before Christmas, spreading that Christmas cheer of bluegrass music across the country. And the holiday season around home kind of always kicks off the first Saturday in December with our local Christmas parade in Mountain City, Tennessee. And I love getting to be a part of that each and every year. Actually, this year, we got the bus all shined up, the big red tour bus, put it in there, put some Christmas lights on it, opened the windows, had some speakers up there blaring Santa Claus is Coming to Town. So we really started it out in good fashion.
Why do you think, Cody, that Christmas music continues to resonate so deeply year after year, especially in bluegrass and country music?
Well, because it's real, Mark. Anytime that anything is real, and it's the dyed-in-the-wool, genuine article, it will stand the test of time. And, you know, whether it's, no matter the scenario, no matter the background that folks come from, no matter where, everybody has got a Christmas memory. Now, I don't know that that would always be a happy memory. That may be a sad memory. It may be there's a lot of emotion around the holidays, considering, you know, what walk of life somebody comes from, the things that have happened to them through their life. But I truly feel that's the reason. It's the one time of the year that everything is genuine, it's real, and everybody can relate to it.
Your fans, Cody, are incredibly loyal. How important is that relationship between artist and audience to you?
Oh, it's of the utmost importance. And I really make it a point. I know along the way how special that I was made to feel by some of my heroes and folks that I would get the opportunity to visit with a little bit along the way. And I try to make every effort as we roll along. You know, Mark, the ultimate mission of the Cody North Show is simply to make a memory. When people come to a Cody North Show performance, I want them to remember fondly every single thing that happened during that time. And, you know, getting the opportunity to get out and meet the fans and show them, I'll never be able to show them a tenth the love that they show us each and every night by simply showing up to our show, spending their hard-earned money on our records and supporting us to be able to live our dream as we travel and take our bluegrass music and country music across the world.
And faith, Cody, has clearly been a part of your journey. How does that influence your music and the way you approach your music career?
Well, Mark, it's at the forefront of every single thing I do. I was telling somebody yesterday, God's blessed Cody Norris tenfold what most people should ever deserve in any way, shape, or form. And he's given me so many opportunities to live a life that is just wonderful on all fronts. And for that very reason, he's at the front of everything I do. And I don't take one step that he's not involved in. And that will never ever change in any way, shape, or form. And I'm so thankful, you know, to have had parents growing up that instilled in me the importance of knowing the one that created it all. And because without that, you don't have anything, you won't have anything. And the things that you think you have are very, very false and thin and certainly not going to stay around long.
Looking ahead and thinking about where you've come from, what excites you most about the future of the Cody Norris Show, Cody?
Well, just the overall expansion of the brand. And you know, when you already have a good hardcore fan base that stand behind you and believe in what you do, the opportunity out there to take it on to the masses and to reach more and more people, to really be able to spread the message of what you do, bring happiness to more people, and then also on the flip side of that, to keep myself interested, to keep creating, to make something new, make something fresh, and experience new things, experiment with new things, and try new ways, and all while maintaining the ones that got you there. It's really just an exciting experience all the way across the board.
Cody, if somebody's listening today and they are discovering you for the first time, what do you want them to know about the Cody Norris Show?
Well, the one thing that I would truly want them to know beyond any shadow of a doubt, coming to the Cody Norris Show is probably not like anything you've seen before. And a lot of people will say, well, I don't really like bluegrass. Well, don't worry about liking bluegrass music or not. Give it a shot, because the Cody Norris Show brings so many other elements into the front. Just because we've got a badger in the band doesn't necessarily always, totally rabbit hole what we do. There's so many other elements to the show. And whether you've been a bluegrass fan or not prior to, give it a shot and come out and see it. And I'll just about guarantee you, you will have a good time.
And Cody, how do you want people to follow the Cody Norris Show?
Oh, be sure to go over and visit thecodynorrisshow.com. Remember, friends, that's Cody with a K. Anything else would be sodium. I wouldn't want you to be confused. Go check out all of our social media pages, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, anywhere you find all your musical needs. The Cody Norris Show right there, front and center, live and in living color. And we'd also like to invite you over to check out our YouTube channel, where you can see all of our latest music videos that we have a whole lot of fun with and kind of get the gist of exactly what we do. And certainly hope you will keep tabs on our itinerary and come out and see us somewhere out on the big road.
Cody Norris of the Cody Norris Show, it's always a privilege and pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show, as you remind us that traditions still matter, authenticity still connects, and great songs have a way of bringing people together across generations. It's always a pleasure, and you're always welcome here on the Mark White Show, Cody.
Thank you so much, sir. Do appreciate it. Let's do this again sometime.
All right. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, Mark.
Here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming to
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.